Through the use of the Global Positioning System satellite network and onboard navigation technology, Alaska Airlines already utilizes computer-plotted landing paths at airports around the country. Alaska Airlines Director of Airport Technology Sarah Dalton says the airline first began using Required Navigation Performance, or RNP, technology in Ketchikan in the mid-1990s.
From that time till now, it's been a great benefit to us. It saves somewhere between 100 to 200 operations a year, which means that they get in when they otherwise would not have.
Since the RNP technology was first installed, Dalton says Ketchikan has extended its runway and completed other safety upgrades that were never accounted for in previous procedures.
Because the runway thresholds have been relocated to accommodate the new safety areas, we had to redesign our RNP procedures. Also, we were able to take advantage of some of the obstacle clearance that has been done around the airport in the last couple of years. And it lowers our approach minimums quite considerably. And the main benefit we get from that is in the visibility range, meaning how far you can see through the clouds. And we've been able to gain on both runway ends over a half a mile of visibility.
She says that means the company will be able to utilize the RNP system more frequently. Dalton says procedure upgrades have and will continue to be implemented elsewhere in Alaska.
Whenever there's a major airport reconstruction, things like moving the thresholds, the ends of the runways, we have to redesign the approach procedures to accommodate that. So we are doing this all over Southeast Alaska and at the other Alaska locations that we serve, as the FAA relocates the runway thresholds to accommodate safety areas.
Last year, Dalton says Alaska Airlines was able to avoid 1,400 weather-related diversions in its system due to RNP technology, 1,300 of which were in Alaska.
Alaska's got a combination of, particularly Southeast Alaska, has what we refer to commonly as challenging terrain around its airports, and poor weather, and the combination of those makes it difficult to get in and out. In addition, and this is somewhat caused by the terrain, there is a lot fewer ground-based navigation aids, so we've been able to use the RNP technology to access runway ends that we weren't able to access before, and also to get lower weather minimums to some of the runway ends that we were already able to access.
Alaska Airlines has introduced RNP procedures at 45% of airports it serves in the state, as well as in Washington, D.C., Portland, Oregon, and in Palm Springs. The airline will begin using RNP technology in ADAC this year. The new RNP procedures for Ketchikan are slated to begin in March. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.